I would do it if I was drunk.
I actually do like ding dongs.
You got a purdy mouth.
Hi, nigga. Come on.
Instead of ass to mouth, that's mouth to ass.
Welcome to Pod Smack. I'm Dan Balboni.
Shane Cooley.
Joe Jones.
And Joe's back from his tanning expedition.
Yep.
Looks like you got a good base down
there. Yeah, I got a little base in.
You're turning a little Irish on us for a minute there.
Irish is red.
No, I would just burn if I
was Irish. Even though I get a little tan, the underlying color is still red.
So, I guess we can start. Yesterday was my 41st birthday, and I had a few people over last night. Joe and Shannon were there, and with their significant others, or in Joe's case, his ex-significant And you've been spending a lot of time with her, Joe. What's going on there? Or do you not want to talk about it?
No, just hang out with friends. Nothing crazy.
Okay. We'll just leave it at that. We introduced her to Cards Against Humanity last night.
She actually won.
Yeah, she won.
Yeah, she won.
And, of course, our friend Pete just kind of ruined it.
He was just out there.
Pete just didn't understand.
Yeah.
Pete was like, I've had too many beers to try to understand what this is.
He couldn't even read this card.
Yeah, I had to step in. Let me just read that for you, Pete. I don't think we're going to make it through this round.
I think the highlight for my night for that game was when my wife played the glory hole card, not even knowing what it was. And was Aaron the one who picked it, and she didn't know what it was. And for those who wish to know and that don't know what it is, you can Google glory hole and figure it out yourself. Unless Joe would like to elaborate.
Nope.
No. Okay, I didn't think so.
Just in case my mom listens. I don't know what it is either.
And we didn't talk about Joe's parents at all last night. And we did learn, or at least I learned a few new terms last night. I don't know if you want to elaborate on them. Beaver Dam.
Oh! I just read that on Facebook.
Yeah, okay.
Anyhow, I never even had thought of it.
Anyhow, so I guess we got some stuff to talk about. I don't know if anyone's got anything new they want to share with the rest of us, or we can kind of go into some pre-planned topics.
Yeah, I don't have anything new.
Oh, man.
I never do. I live a boring, sheltered life.
Yeah. Anything, Shannon? No?
No rants?
I don't know. I was trying to think of one before I got here, and I'm sure I'll come up with one before the day.
So nobody crossed you this week, huh?
No, but you know what I did get in the mail as I came here? I looked at the mail real quick, and I wasn't going to pick it up, and then I looked, and there's something from the freaking Hyundai people. I was like, what are they sending me now? And of course, it's in my wife's name, because they still can't understand the difference. Two different people. So I sent it to her, and they're like, we noticed that you might be coming up a major milestone. You need your 30,000-mile change. I'm like, how many times do I have to tell your people? I'm not spending $210 so you can tell me everything's fine when I can spend $75 to do that. Although, my check engine light was on again for 3 days this week.
Did you bring it in?
No.
Oh.
It went off.
You can go to, like, Pep Boys and stuff, and they check it for free.
Yeah. Check the code.
AutoZone.
I'm not time for that. It goes off by itself. If the car blows up, I'm just hoping it does it when I'm not in it.
Must be nice to be rich and be able to afford to get another one when it does.
Do this. Go to Gurney's just down the road from you. He'll hook you up.
Who?
Gurney's.
What the hell is a Gurney?
Gurney's is the garage on the corner of Allen and Plumtree. By the gas station. That guy there. I always bring my car to him. If there's nothing wrong, he don't charge. Like, I remember giving him bringing my car in with the check light. He checked it. You know, couldn't figure out, drove it around because the code went away. He drove it around, checked it. He's like, nothing's coming up. He goes, take it for the weekend, see if it comes back on.
Yeah.
Didn't charge me anything. So, I mean, he's pretty fair.
Yeah.
When he dies, though, I'm going to be screwed.
Yeah, because everybody else is going to try to rip you off.
Yeah. And he's getting old, let's be honest.
Yeah, but like AutoZone, you go there, it's like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And the guy comes right out, puts it on. He'll let you know exactly what it is, and you can be on your way. So when you get to the dealer, they can't be like, oh, it's your flux capacitor.
Yeah. Did I tell you how my wife got beat by the dealer on her on a battery?
Nah.
All right. This was, I want to say, at least 2 or 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
She's having issues with the car. It'll start. It won't start. It'll start. And I'm like, I think it's your battery. She goes, no, the engine light came on or whatever, so it can't be the battery or because it still starts. I'm like, whatever. Makes the appointment, takes it down to the dealership. And at this point, she didn't trust any of the dealerships in this area. She was driving down to Danbury, Connecticut.
Really?
Her car. I swear to God, she would have to take the day off to service her car. So she goes down there, and they're running all kinds of diagnostic. Turns out it's just the battery.
Yeah.
Guess what it cost her for just a car battery?
What?
$400.
Jeez.
She comes back and tells me, I said, you realize you could have went to AutoZone. They would have checked the battery, yep, checked the code, put the battery in, and got rid of it for like $80.
Yeah.
It's the last time she went back to that dealership. I said, we ain't going back there ever again.
Does she go to any dealership now?
Where's now she goes to Fathers and Sons. And
she's getting ripped off there, too?
Yeah, she didn't want to go there, but she, for some reason she wants to go to a dealership. She doesn't trust the small garages.
That's stupid.
I can't tell her anything different.
I hate Fathers and Sons. They sold me a lemon. I hate them.
Well, the one thing we have, though, is my sister-in-law's uncle is a higher up over at Fathers and Sons. So if we ever, if there was any issues of us getting screwed, we can probably just go and
talk to him.
Go that route and make sure it doesn't happen. But yeah, if we didn't have that kind of loose connection, I'd tell her to stay the hell away from
that place.
I
don't understand people like they go and spend $50 to get an oil change when they can go and spend like $19.
Yeah.
And get, it's the same oil. It's not different oil.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They just make you think it's like some special thing they do.
Well, then you look at, we need to change your air filter. We need to change your fuel filter. We need to change your flugel binder.
Yeah. I don't know. I have a very good mechanic. I'm very happy with him.
What was your mechanic again?
His name is Tim Andrews. He owns Tire Tracks. It's right by the Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras. Never heard of this place. What is it's this Mardi Gras you talk about?
It's an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Yeah.
We can link it on the Facebook page if we like.
I did get some, and I was going to keep it too. I talked about it yesterday a little bit. I got some literature.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just going to throw it out. I was like, maybe I should keep it and save it for the podcast. But I decided, I don't want to do that. I might offend some people.
Yeah.
Plus,
See, you keep worrying about offending people.
Well, plus, I don't want to keep the extra paper laying around.
I know, because you don't have enough junk laying around.
Tell me about it. I don't give a fuck. Where is that at? All right, I know where it is. I'll bleep that out later.
Yeah. Can we kill this man? I'm from a tropical climate. This is making me cold, man.
I'll remember that when it's 90 degrees out, Joe. And you give me, man, is it hot out here?
Sweating buckets.
90, man, that's like jacket weather.
Because I can't practice. Well, what was your excuse for rugby in the summer? I can't practice, too hot out. Why can't you play sevens, Joe?
Oh, it was way too hot.
All right.
No shade.
Speaking of being hot, one thing. All right, screw the lead up. I want to talk about ice cream.
Ice cream.
I love ice cream.
But I was thinking, because back in the day, you had the ice cream trucks that would come by and...
Clarification.
Yeah.
It was called the Ding Dong Cart.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I was going to get to that. I don't know if it was just me that called it the Ding Dong Cart.
No, it had a sign on it that said Ding Dong Cart. Ding Dong. Like,
I guess that could mean different things in different areas of the country, too.
Yeah.
I guess the ghetto doesn't get the Ding Dong Carts, because the one that I see, they don't have any name on them.
Well, they changed, too.
Yeah, I don't really think the Ding Dong Cart's around anymore.
Wow. I live in the ghetto. Like, I drive around and I'm like, there's not even any music coming out of this truck. It's just some guy like talking on
it. Have you seen the ice cream truck that drives around and it plays like a club music? It's like,
oh, yeah. I don't like that one either.
Yeah, turn that back. I'm like, man, I'm starting to sweat.
No, what's worst is the people that can't even afford the truck, so they got like the cart that they just kind of push around. And you're like, what do you do? Do you go to like the grocery store, fill up your little freaking cart, and then walk around and charge people five times as much for the same ice cream they should have got?
Yeah.
Man. That was a legitimate truck I saw. It said Hoes Finney's.
But I just want to know, when did East Forest Park be considered part of the ghetto?
I have to drive through the ghetto to get to my house.
Okay. All right.
If you go from the highway to my house, where you got to drive? Orange Street, like where there's shootings like every other day. Like, I look, it was Emmanuel's Mini Mart right on the front page the other day. I'm like, I drive by that like five times a week. I'm going to get shot. It's great.
Now, is the Ding Dong Car only in our area?
I don't know.
Is it a regional thing?
Well, you got ice cream trucks everywhere. I don't know if they call them Ding Dong Carts.
Well, I lived in California, and they had, like, branded Good Humor trucks.
Good Humor, yeah.
Like, so those were the ones I saw out there in the non-ghetto part that I lived in.
Good Humor only sells Good Humor ice cream, though, right?
Right, yeah, and that's where that you sucks. Get ripped off. Good Humor has some good ice cream, though. It has one of my top five.
Top five? Which, let's just jump into it. What is the one you're referring to?
The Toasted Almond Bar.
Yeah.
You know, they have the Chocolate Eclair Bar and the Strawberry Shortcake Bar, and those are okay. But for some reason, that Toasted Almond Bar is like heaven on a little stick there. It's so good.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to eat that.
I know, I'm allergic to nuts, and I eat it, and I take like four Benadryl, and I eat it.
But it's so good.
It's so good.
I don't care if I die, it's so good.
I know, I literally have my EpiPen and four Benadryl. I take the Benadryl, I eat my Toasted Almond Bar, and I'm like, can I breathe?
Okay. Yo, your wife hit me.
It's worth it.
Give me two in the legs.
I bought them once, and she was like, "I'm gonna throw those out. You're gonna end up in the hospital."
It's worth it.
You don't have. She portioned them out. You only have one a week. If you have more than that, I'm afraid you're gonna end up in the ER.
I guess if you're ever on death row, that you might as well just pick that as your final.
I'll get me a case of Toasted Almond Bars.
It'll save you money.
Nope. Yeah. No, that's cruel and unusual punishment, though, and, you know.
Well, it might be unusual, but I don't know if you consider that cruel.
Death by allergy?
The last execution they had took 15 times to kill the guy.
Yeah, I'm sure that was done somewhat intentionally. Oh, this isn't working.
Well, that's the wrong chemical.
What's one of your faves?
One of my favorite ones, I have to go with a classic. Bomb Pop.
Those
the
were
red, white, and blue ones.
That's what I was going to say. There's only three that I've even ever tried out of the Ding Dong Cart.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
When I find something I like, I just stick with it. Yeah.
Well, I had one that I would go for, and it wasn't necessarily because I really enjoyed it. Oh, however, you had the ability to possibly win a free ice cream if you were lucky enough.
Oh, what was that?
It was like, I think they were called the Berry Treasured. It was either you would get like an orange sherbet ice cream and it would be on a stick. And once you eat it, if you had a white horse, they're all like different like circus animals or other things. If you had like the white horse, you could then give it next time the guy comes around, you give it to him and he give you a free one.
Really? I didn't have any of those.
Yeah. So that was kind of like, I was like, I don't really, I mean, I liked orange sherbet a little bit, but I was like, I do like free. So perhaps I'll give this one a shot.
I like those pudding pops. You ever have those?
You mean like the Bill Cosby pudding pops?
Yeah, Jell-O pudding pops. I like the chocolate and vanilla swirl ones.
Those are in the Ding Dong Cart?
In my Ding Dong Cart.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, all I ever did was, you know, the chocolate eclair, the strawberry shortcake, the bomb pops. And maybe there was like one treat that looked like a Mickey Mouse type character thing.
Yeah.
There's two different kinds. Okay. Speaking of the character ones. Now, they have the character ones that are legitimately ice cream based. Like the Mickey Mouse one where it was like vanilla ice cream with chocolate ears and stuff like that. And then you have the ones that I go for that you have no idea what the substance is that you're eating because it melts in a weird fashion. Like, I remember Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle ones, and then they have the gumballs as the eyes.
Yeah.
And it's like five different colors. Your mouth turns
off. Yeah, that's what I would have.
Black because it's got so many colors in it. And it kind of tasted like sherbet, but it didn't. It was kind of weird. But I love those things. I don't know what they are, but they're good. I bought one of those when we were in D.C. because they had an ice cream cart. So I got one of those.
Was it, did it say Ding Dong on it or no?
No, just an ice cream
cart. No, according to the Urban Dictionary, it's a Western Mass thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Just in Wrestle Kingdom?
Awesome.
I guess we like our ding dongs out here.
I actually do like ding dongs. Those are good hostess treats.
Insert dirty joke.
Insert whatever joke you want to, but ding dong, the hostess treats were awesome.
Remember, is it the commercial too, or the old hostess commercials they had was the King Dong?
Ah, I don't remember that.
Oh, Google King Dong and see what comes up.
Yeah, okay. That'd be all on my phone.
Plus
yeah.
His Wi-Fi isn't working.
Yeah, let me turn off this Wi-Fi connection. Why don't you just Google King Dong? The other one I really liked, though, I like snow cones.
Yeah,
I don't know what it was, just ice with flavoring on it.
I didn't have those in the Ding Dong set, though.
We had those in ours, and then we'd also get them at, like, the convenience store near our grammar school.
Do you know what's better than snow cones, though, is Hawaiian shaved ice? They used to have this place at the mall that had them, and they were awesome. There's like, 10,000 different flavors. They were so good.
I found, and I barely...
I know you're a classics kind of guy.
No, but I was going to say the worst, probably, ice cream treat I see... Just because it just seemed lame, and just the way it was the... remember the wrestling ice cream bars?
No.
It was like an ice cream bar, vanilla ice cream, and it had like a cookie on the front with a picture of one of the WWF wrestlers from back in the day.
On the cookie?
Yeah, it was like little whatever. I think it had chocolate on the back.
Oh. I got two more. I got the big Chipwich sandwich.
I love me a Chipwich.
The two chocolate chip cookies, and then the vanilla with the chocolate chips.
Now, how'd you eat those?
I shoved it in my mouth and ate it.
See, I had a technique. I would eat around the perimeter of it to take all the chocolate chips off first, and then I would go at it.
Usually I would eat half, and then by that time you're kind of melty, so that I'd lick all the other chocolate chips off, and then I would try to eat it before it melted. So that's usually what happens. Because usually when the Ding Dong cart comes around, it's like 85, 90 degrees, so you're eating pretty fast.
What was the...
I got a t-shirt.
Yeah, that's it. That's what it was. King Ding Dong.
Oh, yeah.
the commercial from the 70s, I actually Googled it and watched on YouTube. It was, oh my God, I just sat there and laughed my ass off.
My last treat, though, is the classic Twin Pop Fudge Bar, Fudgesicle.
Oh, okay.
You cannot find those anymore because they had two sticks, and it was this massive Fudgesicle. They don't make them like that anymore. I don't understand.
I remember going, and I forgot which friend of mine, they would do it over their parents' house, but they would have they said it was the twin popsicles.
Oh, yeah.
And instead of getting one whole one, they would always split in half, and I would just always be like, damn it, I want the whole thing.
That
I don't
is some cheap parent.
Exactly. Wow. I'm like, they put it down, and they...
That's the Ding Dong?
Yeah, that's a Ding Dong.
It's like call those ring dings.
Well, that's a different brand.
That's Drake's.
Drake's. And that brings up an interesting question, though. Drake's or Hostess?
It depends on the item.
Okay.
Drake's coffee cakes, definitely. Oh, yeah, they're way better than the Hostess ones, because the Hostess ones are spongy, and the Drake's ones are thicker. They're more firm. But I like the ding dongs better than the ring dings or whatever you call them.
The one thing, and I will say from Drake's, that I still look for today... Are the funny bones?
Oh,
the peanut
bones? Yeah. I love those.
I never really got into funny bones.
Oh, yeah.
I would take that over almost anything right at this point. I'd be like, if someone came in here with a bag of some funny bones, I'd be like, how you doing?
Then I had the devil dogs, which my mom also used to buy me, but you'd have to like have a jug of milk.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, those are way too dry. Yeah.
I never understood why they would be so dry. Because,
I don't know.
Because they got all the cream. It was all that.
There's a lot of cream in the middle. Yeah. But the cake was so dry that you were just, had to drink milk with it. It was impossible to eat otherwise.
That, and I like those little ass Yankee Doodles.
Yep.
The little cupcakes.
I didn't like the Yankee Doodles.
Oh, man. Those are bite sized.
I like
when
the,
I was
host,
a kid.
The Hostess cupcakes. The Hostess cupcakes. Original cupcake.
Now, who had the Chocodiles?
I think that's Hostess.
You know what Chocodiles are, right?
Yep.
Chocolate, basically chocolate covered Twinkie.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I wasn't sure about the Chocodiles.
I think it's Hostess.
All right. Sorry, I'm getting fat just talking about it.
Well, ice cream treats. You know how cheap my mom was, though? She wouldn't even buy the Popsicle.
Yeah, that's Hostess.
She got the frozen tube push ice or whatever those things are.
Yep.
You buy the big Otter case bars. Of them.
Oh, yeah.
Not the
Otter bars.
No, we didn't get the Otter bars. Those were the name brand ones. Okay. We got the case of like 500 flavor ice for like $3. That's what we'd have all summer long.
My mom used to get me some of those too, except I couldn't wait. They're frozen. Did you ever try a warm one?
Yeah. Well, I like the warm ones to drink them, but when they get into that slushy point right before they get frozen, that's the perfect time. And the green one was my favorite one.
I'm trying to think. I mean, everyone went for red, though, it seemed like.
Yeah, I went for green and grape. Lime and grape. Those are my two favorites.
Yeah.
Now they got bad flavors, though, now. Now it's like, you get the thing and it's like a green apple. First of all, green apple shouldn't exist in a freaking candy flavor anywhere. It's disgusting. Skittles put green apple in their Skittles, and I keep trying to eat them. I keep thinking they're lime, and I keep spitting them out.
I actually like the green apple, especially like in Jolly Rancher.
Oh. I guess this won't work for Joe, but I was going to say, what's the worst flavor than candy flavoring? Would you go banana or green apple?
Oh, I like banana too.
Oh, banana. Yeah.
Oh, like a banana, like Laffy Taffy's, the banana ones. Oh, I love those things.
That tasted anything but like banana. That
doesn't taste like banana, but it's still good.
Yeah, banana. You know what's worse though? I can't stand black licorice.
Oh my god, what is wrong with you?
I do like me some black
What about
licorice.
The black jelly beans?
No.
I used to kill those things.
I don't like the black ones. I don't like the white ones either, though.
Oh, I like those too.
No, I don't know about the white ones. No. But,
it was like a coconut or something?
I don't know. But yeah, I used to be like you. I used to not want to touch any of those, the licorice-flavored stuff. And all of a sudden, because I used to love my uncle would make the Anisette cookies, the Italian cookies.
Yeah.
And I would kill those, and I had one of the jelly beans. I'm like, this tastes like my cookies. So now... It can get too strong though.
No, I go for the Twizzlers, the red licorice.
No, that's not licorice though.
Whatever, it's a twist. I don't eat red vines.
No, because back in the day, licorice was the black.
Because it's licorice freaking flavored.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't like that, so I eat the red ones. They're strawberry.
Yeah.
See, I don't like strawberry.
It doesn't really taste like strawberry, though. It tastes like red.
It tastes like red.
It does. Red can be a flavor sometimes, and it tastes like
That's
red.
Funny. Oh. Like at work, we have like the Gatorade, and everybody goes by the color.
Yeah.
So like, what flavor do you want? The red one or the blue one? I'm like, blue's a flavor?
Because you don't know what flavor it is. You just know which one you like.
What is it? They got those names now. Wait.
Is that for the people that are living there or the people that work there?
Work there.
Oh, all right. Because I'd say, we better not be giving them the Gatorade.
Nah, they get some juice that costs like $3.03.
This guy at work busted out the most bizarre flavor of Gatorade I've ever seen. Lime cucumber.
For Gatorade?
That's
Gatorade.
One of those Asian flavors.
I don't know what it was, but he had it, and he's like, this is great. He goes, it tastes like I'm drinking a salad, which is just disgusting to begin with.
It tastes like I'm drinking a salad.
So,
Google, Asian flavors of popular candy.
Yeah, where would he get that from?
And they have the weirdest flavors.
Just remember this. Never go to Japan to get ice cream. I'll get into that in a minute, but
I will never be in Japan.
I'm going to go all the way to Japan just to get ice cream.
Google Japanese ice cream flavors. But let me get back to this thing, because he wanted me to try it, and I was like, there's no way in hell I'm going to try a cucumber Gatorade. He gave it to me. I sniffed it. I swear to God, it smelled 100% cucumber. It was just so disgusting smelling. And I'm like, he's like, this is so good. I'm like, why don't you just pour a little bit of freaking salad dressing in it and get on with it.
That's like you go to the spa and you get a massage and they have like the cucumber flavored water. I'm like, I don't want that crap. Freaking cute! I don't even like cucumbers.
I've never been to a spa.
Haagen-Dazs is gonna unleash two vegetable ice cream flavors:
God.
Tomato cherry and carrot orange.
Not gonna happen. Not gonna eat that.
Definitely. Yeah.
Vegetables are vegetables. They need to be left for the vegetarians.
Now, ice creams are supposed to be like a special treat, nice sweet treat.
Can you elaborate on your affinity for kale?
Oh, freaking hate kale.
Speaking of something that tastes like red.
I hate kale. It tastes like green. Kale tastes like green. Kale is so disgusting. You can cook it all day. I cooked it in soup, not knowing that I didn't like it.
Really?
In soup, 8 hours, and it was still crispy. How do you cook something on a slow cooker for 8 hours and it's still crispy?
It just won't stop.
All right, I just got to the weird flavors. Shrimp, shark fin.
Oh, in Japan? Yeah. I swear to God, we were watching that show about the different ice creams, and they're like coming up with these crazy things. I'm like, there's no way.
Whale bait ice cream.
Do you not understand the concept of ice cream? It's supposed to be a sweet treat.
Horse meat?
Maybe we should order some of this and try it.
Oh, man. Absolutely fish.
Not. Absolutely I'm not trying that.
Oh, my God. Chicken wing.
Hmm. I don't even like when you go to the sushi restaurant and they give you the choice of the ice cream and it's like vanilla and then it's like red paste or something. What is that one?
Bean paste?
Bean paste?
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is bean paste? I don't want to eat that.
I'm going to tell you something right now. My wife swears that those bean desserts are actually really, really good. I will not eat one, but she says they're really good.
She can swear all she wants to. I'm not eating. You know what happens? We go, no thank you. We go to the frozen yogurt place across the street.
Now, while we're just still on top of ice cream, because I haven't had any of mine yet, but best ice cream.
Ever?
That you would actually, like, drive for.
That I drive
or is there an ice cream that you would actually drive a distance for?
The one that I drive for most of the time is the burnt sugar and butter from Harrell's.
Okay.
It's hands down my favorite ice cream. But here's the thing. I have a list of ice creams on my phone. Of places that I have been told there's really good ice cream.
Yep.
And my friend is from Ohio, and they have this place called Grater's out there. And it's supposed to be the number one ice cream place in the country. And I keep she's there this weekend. I keep trying to get her to bring me back some ice cream. Because when you order it online, it ends up being $10 a pint.
Oh,
and I'm too cheap for that.
Yeah.
I'm not paying $120 so I can get ice cream. Yeah. I'm not even sure if I like it or not.
You want to call this friend out?
Elham, what the heck? Bring me some fucking ice cream. She's like, I don't know how to get it back to you. I'm like, put it in a cooler with some ice and bring it back. What the hell? It's freaking ice cream.
Well, lucky for me, I don't have to drive too far for my favorite.
What's that?
Friendly's Butter Crunch. That's my favorite.
At this point, Friendly's is barely technically ice cream. It's almost getting to be frozen dairy dessert.
Yeah, but it's good. I can sit there. I can eat a whole half gallon in one sitting. See, I can just be like...
I can tell Joe has never had my favorite. And I know you have, though.
Oh, the chocolate one?
SoCo Creamy Dirty Chocolate.
No, I wouldn't like it. I'm not a big chocolate ice cream guy.
I still have some of it in my freezer because I can't finish it. Every time I take like three spoonfuls and then I'm like, it's so rich and I put it back.
It's the best thing I've ever had. I mean, came across to it when we were out in the burger. Where'd you get it locally?
At Fresh Acres.
Fresh Acres has?
Yeah.
I'll bet. Because we used to
Right down the street.
We would have to drive out to Lenox. That area, Stockbridge, to get it.
So the Berkshires.
Because that's where it's made in Great Barrington. It's always in the little stores over there, and we'd always have to go. I'm like, we got to go. It's summertime. We have to go. I have to get at least one fix of it in.
No, Fresh Acres had it, and I know Biggie's in East Hampton has it, too.
Was it like a double chocolate type
it's
ice
like
cream?
A 10,000 times chocolate. Yeah.
Like, if you don't like chocolate, don't eat it.
It's more chocolate than you.
Wow, that's some chocolate.
It is chocolate.
It was like, I was like, I've never had anything that was more chocolatey than this. It was just insane.
Yeah, I wouldn't like it then.
Yeah, I like the chocolate pudding ice cream at Harrell's too, but the SoCo one is like 10 times more chocolate than that.
Yeah, no, after having that, I'd go up to Harrell's and I'd be like, they bust out one chocolate. I'm like, no, it doesn't do it. Get away. Off with you.
Yep.
I think that's the problem with Harrell's is I think it's overrated.
It is overrated.
That's the Northampton
one? They pissed me off, too, because when we were having our wedding, we tried to get as much stuff local as possible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I had emailed them and Facebooked them saying, you know, I want prices on like a big container of ice cream because, we're having cupcakes, we're having ice cream with it. They never got back to me.
Wow.
Not once. Three emails. Never got back to me.
Man.
So we went to Mount Tom's. We were just there one day. We asked the guy who's the owner. He was like, yeah, no problem. He gave us three... I don't even know how big they were. They're like the, you know, the containers that they have the ice cream in that they scoop it out of. Three of those and 2 pints of vanilla frozen yogurt for like $110.
Hmm.
It's insane. That guy's awesome. And they have a salted caramel ice cream that my wife loves.
I do like salted caramel.
Caramel or caramel? Are you just doing it?
Salted caramel.
Just doing it to Just doing it to be a Dan.
I do say caramel, though.
I don't know what it is, but I always have to do the opposite. It's that one. And also Caribbean, I go, if someone says Caribbean, I say Caribbean. And it's I always have to do the opposite. I don't know what's wrong with me. It's like I'm an idiot.
Just antagonistic.
Yeah, I'm an asshole. I can't help it.
All right, so are we done with ice cream? Are we good?
Yeah, we've only been talking about ice cream for like half an hour.
All right, I was just going to throw it. Never mind. I was just going to bring up my fond childhood memories of Cookie Puss.
Oh, man. You know what I used to get every year for my birthday cake? I loved ice cream cakes. So I would get the Conehead one. You know, he had the eyes with the frosting, and then he had the ice cream cone with the black raspberry cone as his nose. Because not only would I get a piece of cake, I'd also get the cone because it was my birthday. So I got two ice creams in one. That was from Carvel.
Carvel, yeah.
That's some good stuff.
Yeah,
Carvel.
They're gone though, right?
No. There's one in Vernon, Connecticut.
Yeah, there's some in Connecticut.
Really?
Yeah.
The one in Torrington, where my friends live. She's lactose intolerant like I am. She goes, "Get ready, I'm going to Carvel."
Torrington, that's a ride.
Yeah. All right, question. Are all of us here lactose intolerant, or is it just me and Shannon at this point?
Yeah, I can't do it, but sometimes at work, they had the milk truck brings the strawberry milk, and I love strawberry milk. So I'll be sitting there, and I'm like, do I do it? And I'm like, yeah, forget it. And then I just start drinking it. And then like an hour later, I'm like, I shouldn't have did it.
Oh, I carry lactate with me everywhere. I got lactate in my car, lactate at work, lactate it. Like everywhere I go, I have it with me just in case I need it, because if I don't take it, you won't see me the rest of the day.
Yeah. I was going to say, how quick does it kick in for you?
About an hour. It takes about an hour. Yeah.
Doesn't even last that long.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Nope. I'm lucky if I can go a half hour. I every time we go out to eat and we eat, like, it's like if I have pasta, it's like a cream sauce. Literally, as soon as I take one bite, there's a clock that just starts. Yeah, I got 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So and that's it.
For me, it's an hour from mouth to toilet.
So instead of ass to mouth, that's mouth to ass. Is that what we're saying at this point?
Yeah. That's a lot of toilet talk in the last 24 hours.
All right, we can move on.
I guess so. After that, let's move on.
And this is... When I send you guys a list, I'm just trying to figure out some topics we can start some interesting discussions on, and apparently, Shannon's not a fan of sport movies per se, or a certain type of sport movie.
No, I love sport movies. I do. It's just when I was thinking about this topic, I was like, I tend to gravitate towards this is based on a true story.
Yeah.
You know, this team won the Olympics, and they only had white people on there. like, all that kind of feel-good crap.
But it was hockey. Of course they just had white people.
I know.
Hey, we're slowly taking over.
It's called Miracle. But, yeah, no.
Why would you want to, Joe? It's so cold.
It's cold. And expensive.
You got to leave it for someone, Joe. Come on now.
My friend was like, why do black people like to play basketball? I'm like, this is cheap. You only need one basketball and shoes.
Yeah.
Well, sneakers can get expensive.
Yeah, now they're crazy now. They're like $200.
Yeah.
There's my racist comment for the day.
Wait, just one? I thought we went back to the ice cream chunk.
So
you like Rudy?
Let's not talk about Rudy because he's gonna get me upset about Rudy. I don't want to talk about it.
What was I gonna say about Rudy?
You're gonna bag on my Irish Rudy?
No,
movie.
I was just going to ask you, does Sean Astin qualify as a little person or not?
Almost. He plays, well, he's in those Lord of the Ring movies. It's pretty close. I don't know. But anyway, so I like movies like Any Given Sunday and like ones where they're like sport action movies that don't necessarily have like a villain in them that I would consider to be a classic type villain. Now, Dan considers Cameron Diaz to be a villain.
I consider her to be a villain in every movie because I don't like her. But.
Yeah, but I don't know.
No, well,
like, I understand, like, the classic, you know, Rocky. You know, he goes up against the bad guy.
Yeah.
And he beats the bad guy in, like, every freaking movie that he's in. So, what are you going to do? But, like, I understand that theory, you know. Well, but you could be rooting for the bad guy at some point because you're like, is someone going to knock this idiot out? But
are we still talking about Rocky?
Yeah. Why?
Nothing. Never mind.
It's got enough brain damage.
It's got my favorite villain.
Yeah? Which one is that?
Mr. T. Clubber Lang.
Oh, give me your favorite quote, Joe. Give me the quote. I want to hear the quote. You know the quote.
Who's the one? The one when he's at the press conference on the steps in front of City? When he's like,
he's got two good quotes in that movie. Let's hear him, Joe.
I like the one he's like, hey, woman, I bet you stay up late at night wishing you had a real man. Why don't you come by my apartment tonight and I'll show you a real man.
I love that one. Everybody gets it. And what's your prediction for the fight?
Pain, yeah. Well, I like the other one too. And they're like, would you like to accept the challenge from Rocky Balboa for a rematch? And he's like, I reject the challenge from Rocky because he is no challenge. But I'll be more than happy to beat up on him some more.
God. I actually didn't see Rocky 3.
I was going to say, which Rocky's that? Yeah, that's 3, right? Because the first one was Apollo Creed.
And the second one was Apollo
Creed. Yeah, the first two. One?
Who's the Russian guy? The big Russian guy.
No, that's 4.
And then you had...
I like the big Russian guy.
Drago?
Ivan Drago.
Yeah, that was
good. I don't even consider him the bad guy in that one.
I don't consider him a bad guy. At the end, they like hug and kiss and make out.
I consider Bridget Nielsen the bad guy. Oh,
Bridget Nielsen's definitely the bad guy.
Oh, God.
She's a freaking mess. All right. Well, I mean, I kind of go outside the box with my sport movies or my definition of sport movies. So I was going to just throw out maybe a name, maybe.
Throw it out there.
I'm going to have to tell you the movie because you're not going to get the name.
Just throw the name. We'll
Fang.
See.
Fang.
Yeah, you're right.
Balls of Fury.
Oh, I never seen it.
Oh, that was a good movie.
It was Christopher Walken who was played Fang.
Yeah.
You never seen Balls? I'm going to have never to let you borrow it, that no. Because...
It's funny.
He has the best line. The best line in that movie, for some reason, every time I hear it, I can't stop laughing. Is he's going through and he goes, he's talking about ping pong, or he goes, as the Chinese say, ping pong. And I sit there like an idiot just laughing at it. It just kills me. Plus, Maggie Q's in the movie, so yeah, there you go. And then, but I'll just jump up to my number one sports villain.
Go for it.
Shooter McGavin.
Oh, I had him on there. He was actually number 3 on mine.
On your list.
Yeah.
You know who Shooter McGavin is, Shannon? No. Happy Gilmore?
Oh, yeah.
See, she hates those kind
of
movies, huh?
No, I don't want to hate those kind of movies. I just don't consider that to be one of his best movies, and most people do.
But I love Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, he's a good villain.
But Shooter's best line in that movie was, I eat pieces of shit like you every day for breakfast.
Yeah, and they're like, you eat shit for breakfast?
That goes back. Do either of you guys watch Suits at all?
No.
I watched the first and half of the second season.
All right. I'll spoilers. Because this just kills me. I finally caught up after not having cable for a while, so I binge watched the last season up to current. And there's a character in the show called Lewis Slit, and he's kind of the prissy Metro, but kind of a goofy looking Metro type guy.
Jewish, bald, fat guy that he's rich and he's smart, but he's like a lech.
Yeah. And they hired a new person who's kind of has the same specialty as him, so he's getting into
show off.
Whatever. And the guy comes in and there's references made to like, you know, a new rooster in the hen house.
Oh, yeah.
And he starts saying, he goes, instead of saying rooster, there's talking about cocks, and he goes, I eat cock for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So of course I'm laughing, and then later he's led to believe that this guy is gay, which he's not.
No.
So he's getting all nervous, and then he's talking to another character, Donna, who knows he's not gay, but and he goes, well, why would he think you're gay? Well, because I told him I eat cock for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Nice.
But he plays that up because it's pretty funny. But
it's a good show. I like it.
It's if you don't mind, a lot of people don't like lawyer TV shows. And
yeah, but it's more about the relationship between those two guys than it is about being a lawyer.
But that show also has one of the other things I was going to talk about is the gingers, and that show has one of my favorite gingers on that list.
Oh, yeah?
That would be the secretary for...
Yeah, she's fun.
Yeah. She's, I don't know if she's, that's the,
I don't know if she's a natural
ginger. I don't know if she's a real ginger or not.
Yeah. A lot of them aren't real anymore. Yeah.
What about karate? Is that considered a sport movie?
Oh, yeah. You can bring up,
all right, the original Karate Kid. Yeah. Was it Cobra Khan?
Cobra Kai. Johnny
Lawrence,
is that his name?
There you go.
Or John Cleese.
I saw that guy, the blonde kid, I saw him on a TV show, like, a couple weeks ago.
How I Met Your Mother?
No, I don't know what TV show.
He was on there for a while.
It was a different show. It was some show I was watching on Netflix. It was, like, old, like a couple years old.
Oh, all right.
And I'm watching it, and I'm going, I know that guy. And I hate it when can't figure out where it is. So I usually give myself a couple minutes to try to figure out who it is. And then if I can't figure it out, IMDb it. And I'm like, oh, he's the bad guy from the Karate Kid.
Or as Barty would say, he was the good guy.
Yeah, he was the good guy. He was misunderstood.
He was also the jerk or the bad one of the bad guys you would say in Back to School on the diving team.
Oh yeah.
Which was another awful movie that I just, for some reason, when it's on, I have to watch.
Yeah, me too.
Whenever you say diving team, I'm like, no. No. Yeah. Any guys that wax all their body hair so they can be better at their sport, I don't want to know about it.
See, I could see that with swimmers. I don't understand that with divers.
Yeah, me neither.
You're hitting the water at, like, how many miles per hour? Like, I don't think if you have a couple stray hairs.
Yeah.
What do you think? Are they afraid it's going to get ripped off?
Is it going to make... I never liked... I don't get diving anyways. Because I never knew how you judge it. Is it by what they do or is the fact there's no splash?
The splash, yeah. The degree of difficulty.
It's kind of like gymnastics.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
It's gymnastics in water. That's what it is, really.
Yeah, I don't know. I would probably grade for the biggest splash, though.
Who can make the biggest splash?
Yeah, that's because
you and your brother try to do everything.
Yeah.
Try to see if you can soak the whole, all everyone eating.
I can't do that anymore. I'm getting too old.
Sit down in a nice burger, some rib. You got some stuff going on. We had a whole freaking pig last time. I got a whole plate there. I'm sitting there and all of a sudden, tidal wave. I'm like, that's fucking great. It's wet.
Well, the sad thing is you weren't the target.
No! It wasn't any...
Collateral damage.
Collateral damage. I was like, that's great.
Were you there for that, Joe?
No, I wasn't there.
Oh, God. We got my mom, and she was sitting there with one of her friends and her cousin. They were sitting, like, at a table right in front of the pool. This was, you must have come late. It was
definitely
a surprise party. So Chris and we get together, and they're like, let's go get her. So this time we go both at the same time, so... I'm going to be kind and say it was only about 500 pounds going at it, but it could have been a bit more.
Yep.
And apparently they were looking left and right, but they weren't looking straight ahead, and we came right down the middle and just annihilated them. Unfortunately, Shannon was off at a table on the side in the collateral.
And I got the side splash.
Kind of like side boob, but wetter.
Yeah. Yep.
Not wetter. It's ridiculous.
I can't help it.
That was the best day, though, because... Nicole's sister and brother are both vegetarians. Her sister was there with her kid, who I think is going to be a vegetarian, too. So they had this whole pig roasted in the bathroom. So she kept walking by. I was like, Aya, look at the pig. And she kept going, it's not real. So I take a chunk off and go, it's real, see? I was trying to scare her.
It's not real.
Come and look at its face. It's not real.
Those are real eyes. Every time she walked by, it's not real. It's not real. Like, you want me to give you the tail?
Okay. Just so you know, Andrew now knows.
He knows what I did. He was there.
Okay. I was going to say, he asked about listening to the podcast. He's like, where could someone download it?
So. Andrew was there eating the pig.
Yep.
Well, I kept going, it's not real. And I'm like, oh, it's real. It's a real pig.
Oh, that was just...
That was a good day. That was a good pig.
My Wi-Fi connected again.
Alright, so I guess...
You're going to do dirty music.
Okay, yeah. I have... we can do that. The only reason why this popped into my head is sometimes I listen to, you're listening to radio, I'm listening to songs I like, which kind of no one else does. But you hear that, okay, And as I told you, as I gave Joe the sample of where my mind goes,
mm-hmm.
I showed him the script that Nicole came up in that for her Bible play, and that one thing about dropping his seed.
Oh yeah.
And
do you see how hard it was for him not to laugh?
For the record, I gave it to Joe, and I said all I told Joe was my mind went to a dark place, and he read it, and he just started to laugh. So it's not just me. So I came across some lyrics that may or may not be dirty. I just wonder what you guys think. And I know some are definitely were intended to be dirty, but I'm going to give you the lyric and maybe tell you the song afterwards, but I want to get what you think.
All right.
The lyric is, I give you something sweet each time you come inside my jungle book. What do you think, Joe?
The lion sleeps tonight?
No, that's not the lion sleeps tonight. I give you something sweet each time you come inside my jungle book.
Yeah, that definitely seems dirty.
do you want the context of the title of the song to get it?
Yeah, I
definitely. Okay, that was that song by Sophia B. Hawkins, Damn, I Wish I Was Your Lover.
What is a dirty song?
Yeah. That is dirty.
All right. Well, let's try this one. I waited till I saw the sun. I don't know why I didn't come. I left you by the house of fun. I don't know why I didn't come. And then the final one in that song, I feel as empty as a drum. I don't know why I didn't come.
That's not dirty.
Not dirty? You know the song?
Nope.
Go ahead.
It's Norah Jones, Don't Know Why.
Oh, yeah.
All right. This one's for Joe.
I do like Norah Jones.
Are you going to rap it?
No, you'll know why.
It's got to be R&B.
Funky Fresh lyrics?
Funky Fresh.
Number 47 said to number 3, you're the cutest jailbird I ever did see. I sure would be delighted with your company. Come on and do the jailhouse rock with me.
That's Elvis Presley.
That's Elvis. But
that sounds like two sellies. Yeah.
But come on now.
Yeah.
That I think you can interpret a certain way. I don't know what Elvis was singing about there.
But. You got a purty mouth.
You also got to remember, Elvis was high a lot. But you know what I get more concerned about? Is that I start, I put the 90s on 9 or whatever, and I'm listening to songs that I listened to when I was growing up. Yep. And I'm like, why did my parents let me listen to these songs? I listened to that song Too Close by Next. And you're making it hard for me. And I'm like, why would my mom let me sing that? What was she thinking?
That one there's no question about.
Yeah.
No, but that's what I listened to. Push
Got a little poke coming through.
Yeah. It by Salt and Pepper. I listened to some.
I thought they were moving stuff.
They were not moving. They were moving something. Right? But it's and she let me go to these concerts. I went to Riverside all the time. I front row, Salt and Pepper, singing, dancing. My son dances. He takes dance lessons and he does this recital at the end of the year. Okay.
Locked up in a room all the time.
So you then have to go.
It's going to be worse than if you do that.
Yeah, those Catholic schoolgirls. Believe me, I know I have my fair share of Catholic schoolgirls. I was in college. They're crazy. Anyway.
Wait. I think we're moving a little too fast. That's the topic here. I think you need to elaborate.
I was in my past. I'm happily married right now.
Yep.
Anyway. Right. The songs that they pick to do these recitals, I'm listening to some of the songs, I'm like, this is inappropriate. This is wholly inappropriate for these girls to be dancing to this song. What is wrong? They're dancing to Rihanna and stuff like that, and they're taking my clothes off and this, that. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, they're 9. They should not be dancing to that. What? And they know all the words, and they're singing and dancing.
Are they twerking?
Twerking.
No, they don't teach twerking at the school. The ladies that owns it's 70.
Because we know Miley Cyrus invented twerking.
Yeah, I know.
I think they had a Miley Cyrus song. It's just wrong. I'm like, do you even listen to the lyrics? I know it's a popular song, but you don't let the kids pick. You're the adult. You pick.
There you go. Here, speaking of twerking, go ahead, play.
Oh, no.
Come on!
What's this? All
right, hit play. Hit play.
Oh, I gotta see this.
See? You didn't want to see it.
What the? The best is the...
the kid that's sitting there, like, yeah.
Look at the kid next to it.
Well, when Joe gives you something and he says, watch this, you know you don't want to watch it. You know you don't want
to. No, that one was
this is a good one.
I used to have to be careful because Joe would text me videos and I would have to. He would send text, I hit play, and I would see things I could never get out of my mind ever again.
You can't unsee certain things.
I couldn't eat yogurt for like a year because of something he sent
me. Oh, no, I don't tell me about the yogurt thing. I've heard about this. I've never seen it. And
no, no, this isn't about actual yogurt. It's just something that just... yogurt reminds me of. It involved an animal with a very large thing.
A horse?
Yes.
Yeah, I heard about this.
Yeah, that one's called Horse Gag.
And this is what he said to me.
Edit this out.
It's
disgusting.
This is what he would say to me. I'm like, oh, X-rated God.
I'm podcast. Like, is Dan at work? Is he in a meeting right now?
I never. People send me things all day long, right? And I don't watch. I wait till I get home because I've made that mistake more than once of opening something at work, and you're like, "Oh my god!"
No, you know where I was when I watched that. When you said that? I was at a restaurant. I was like, oh, what did Joe send me? Open up, press play. I'm like, oh god!
Just totally lost your appetite.
Well, no, I didn't.
All right, here's one. Hey, this one's not bad though.
But it's gonna be much worse for that.
This is one where they're looking for a missing girl or something. So hit play. That's the reporter. That's the guy out in the field.
Oh, I don't care if she's 20. No, I'd fuck her. Fuck her right in a pussy.
Look at her face. That was the best part of the story.
I seen that. I was dying.
I just like that little thrust he did there. That was awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure he's not with Fox anymore.
Oh my gosh. Oh, to answer your question, your scenario threw out to me last night though, Joe. If I was on Jerry Springer,
this is gonna be a good segment one day.
I am just going to go and just say I would definitely be more upset about the cheating.
Really?
Really?
Because I thought about it, and I find that more as a sign of disrespect. And you know how us Italians are. The other one, I can't think of any scenario how that could possibly happen.
The other one's not his fault.
Yeah, it's not your
fault. Well, I mean, how could you not know?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, so... not that there's anything wrong with it, and thankfully we haven't elaborated, but the cheating is the one that would bother me the most.
Yeah.
Because I'd be like, that's just disrespectful. You're going to bring me out here?
Well, it's disrespectful if the person doesn't tell you up front that, you know. If they trick you.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah. We abolished that.
So that's where that is. What about you, Joe?
The latter one.
The first one?
If it was a man?
What's your death? Well, I mean, was there surgery?
If it was born a man.
Was surgery involved already? Pre or post surgery?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does.
If somebody came up to me after and was like, by the way, Joe, I was born a man, I may just have to kill them.
Wow.
But there was a song about this, wasn't there? Tone Loke?
Oh, Wild Thing?
Make sure.
Funky Cole Medina?
Funky Cole Medina. Don't get crazy with the Funky Cole Medina.
Yeah, but if
it was... I don't think the voice works like that anymore, though, at that point.
No, why don't you start taking the estrogen?
Yeah, once you start doing the thing. Yeah, we have a few of those at work.
I was going to say, if the voice is still like that, then there something didn't take.
You were drinking a lot. You need to dial it back.
And at that point, it is your fault.
Yeah, at that point, you know, that's your fault.
And then cheating is something that, you know, over time can be forgiven.
No.
No, can't.
No. No, you're obviously not. I know as Italian, never.
Joe's a cheater. That's basically what he's saying. I've cheated on people.
No, it is something that, you know, people can, sometimes people can overlook it.
They can overlook it, but they don't forgive it.
Well,
not forgotten.
It's definitely not forgotten.
That's something you pull out of pocket. Oh, really? I can't do this.
No, once you break trust like that, it's never back.
You have to get that Kobe ring.
The Kobe ring. And she's waiting until he gets his final contract before she leaves.
That's right. As soon as he's not playing basketball anymore, she's out the door. That's why
he's killing the Lakers. He's staying around too long.
And she's hot, so she's moving on to younger basketball
players. Like she ain't with someone already. The only other thing I really want to talk about today is how the Food Network stole an idea I had for a TV show.
Oh, what's this?
Coming out. Anthony Anderson's coming out with a TV show where he travels. I guess it's called Eating America or something like that, where he travels.
Anthony Anderson.
Yeah.
Well, that's the black guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the fat black guy?
He ain't fat anymore.
No. Oh, he lost some weight?
He trimmed down.
He's chubby?
But the idea I had for my wife.
And I'm just saying the fat black guy to describe him. I'm not putting him down.
You better apologize. Telling you right now, I don't put up with that shit.
Well, if Melissa McCarthy wants an apology, she can contact the show, and Joe would happy to apologize on air. Did you know she's Jenny McCarthy's cousin?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she doesn't claim it.
Who, Melissa doesn't?
I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
She's nuts. And she's marrying one of my new kids on the block. Leave Donnie alone. What the hell? I hope he wises up.
Yeah, I don't know what he's thinking.
Did you see the burger that his brother... have you watched any of that wall burger?
We're going to go there next Friday.
Are you?
Yeah, because we're going to Boston. Not next Friday. When we go to Northeastern for Kaylee's school trip, we're going to go there, yeah.
Well, if Donnie's there, get him an autograph for me.
All right.
Well, his brother was coming up with the different burger ideas, and they're doing one for, the different brothers, and one he had for months was Donnie's Double D's Burger.
Donnie's Double
D's. And he was like, what are you doing that?
What are you doing that?
Nice.
Messed up my life.
But no, the idea I had for my wife was she likes, all the different foods at fairs, trying different stuff.
Oh,
all
right. Yep.
So I told her, I said, at first the idea was you should, do a blog or do something on YouTube. While recording, you can go to different fairs and try all the food. And we call it Fair.
Yep.
Kind of a play on words there.
Gotcha.
And now Anthony Anderson's got a show where basically he's traveling around to these different places to try food. So I think I'm going to sue.
Did you pitch that idea to them?
Still.
And then they still. Yeah, I know.
Still. I was damn, that's my idea. They ruined it.
Oh, remember Oscar from rugby? When they had they used to have the commercials like the Adidas where people were trying to show each other up. And he had the idea with one guy being on the treadmill and somebody else being on the treadmill.
Oh.
And then they keep increasing the speed until,
one guy falls.
Yeah. They did that with the Bruins and the Flyers. Oh, they had two girls on the treadmill, and they look at each other. They had one had their Bruins jersey on. The other had the Flyer or shirt on. The other one had a Flyer shirt, and they look at each other, and they go, ting, ting, ting. And then the other one's looks at her, and it's ting, 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 ting. Then all of a sudden, one goes, and falls, and the other laughs, and then she falls. I'm like, oh, my God, Oscar had that idea years ago, back in the 90s.
I barely remember Oscar. Mm-hmm. He only played one season.
He played one season, yeah. I just remember the idea.
Yeah. All right, that was another fun-filled episode of Podsmack. I'm sure no one will ever listen to it again. Join us next week.
JoJo. Mellow. That's my style. Surprise, surprise. So you rubbed your eyes. Never knew you'd be yes, so cool as ice. Hit a fight then. Then we'll stupefy.